From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Roswell police continue their investigation into the shooting death of 30-year-old Robert Lolis of Roswell early Thursday morning. Police responded to a shooting call in the 1100 block of East Pole. When they arrived, they discovered the body of Lolis outside a residence in the vicinity around 4:30 a.m. Thursday. Lolis died of multiple gunshot wounds. A suspect in the shooting has yet to be arrested. A $30,000 donation from Chevron to the city of Carlsbad is going toward public safety improvements. City of Carlsbad spokesperson Cal Marksteiner tells us more.
It's helping us with some speed trailers. It's helping us with lighting on some of our motorcycles. It's helping us with road flares and some additional laptops. So just kind of helping out our police officers and making sure that they can, you know, keep the community safe.
The lead Republican in the U.S. House of Representatives has appointed Congressional District 2 Representative Yvette Harrell to a task force charged with formulating the party's policies on energy, climate change, and conservation. The New Mexico Department of Transportation District 2 will soon begin a $21 million reconstruction project on U.S. 82, that's Main Street, in downtown Lovington. The one-mile construction project will address various road conditions, drainage, curb, and sidewalk improvements. The project between mile marker 171 and mile marker 172 will take about 2 years to complete, and that's weather permitting. During the project, motorists can expect lane restriction and temporary lane closures Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and speed will be reduced and detours will be placed. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.